162 games. That's kind of the feeling that you carry coming in. How excited are you to be with the team breaking camp for the first time?
Yeah, man, I'm crazy excited. You know what I mean? This is my first opening day, and I put a lot of preparation in this offseason, and we open up against the Yankees in New York, which is kind of where I'm from. So I'm thrilled, man. I couldn't be more happy to be here.
What are your living accommodations like? I think everybody wants to know that about spring training. Like I know football players, they go to NFL camps, they got to live in dorms. Like, you guys go to New York, Boston, you get the five-star hotel treatment. What are things like in Dunedin? Can you watch the Duke game tonight? Do you got more than 8 channels on your TV?
Yeah, man, I bought a place down here. So okay. I got a condo down here that I bought in 2013. Right by the complex. So I'm like 5 minutes. So I bought a place. Me and Aaron lived together. So yeah, I got the whole setup, man. We have a nice little bachelor pad set up down there. But for the most part, guys are either getting their own places, apartments. A lot of guys are on Clearwater Beach. So it's not a bad living, man.
No.
Can you, I mean, there's every team around the majors right now is just full of optimism, and every pitcher feels great and every player's in the best shape of their life.
Yep.
Can you honestly look at this group? Yeah, everybody is. Can you honestly look at this group and try to quantify it? I know there's excitement. People in Toronto are excited. Can you feel a palpable difference between this year and, say, a year ago?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I really can. Just walking into the clubhouse, just kind of the buzz, the feel, the guys. I feel like everyone's already getting along very well. Obviously, you have a bunch of new faces, and those guys came in and meshed right away. Donaldson, Martin, Saunders, everyone is getting to know each other now, and we're all pretty motivated. We all know what we're capable of, and it's just a matter of going out there and doing it.
Does it take time? Is this a very important month for you to click with Russell Martin? Or even, man, it could be May. It could be 3-4 starts in, and you go, we are lockstep. We are on the same page. This is where our relationship is, and he's a great guy to follow my lead, mm-hmm. and he lets me be the best I can be. Does that take time?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it takes time for sure. And the second Russell got down here, I've been trying to be around him as much as possible. When I'm around workouts, he's working at the same place I'm working out, so we're talking constantly. We went and got our haircut recently together. Just kind of anything you do just to be around each other and for him to get to know me on a personal and on a baseball level both. So I've been around him pretty much as I can.
Now, people are going to fuss when he gets up here. I mean, listen, everybody loves you, but this whole Canadian thing is going to get annoying after a week or so, isn't it? It really is. You trade one Canadian out, you get another guy in to wave the flag, right? Everyone's going to be wearing his stuff in the stands, waving the flags, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. But that's awesome. You know what I mean? Being a Canadian-born guy and playing for the Blue Jays, that's amazing. You know what I mean? That's my battery mate. So, I'm a fan, too. I'm a huge fan of Russell Martin, so I'm just looking forward to going out there and competing with him.
Now, it was – the Russell Martin ad was somewhat unexpected because I think everyone was fairly impressed, fairly happy with the job that Navarro did last year. You were on with us late last year. You were very vocal about how big of a presence that guy was for you. So do you find yourself not caught in the middle, because I think everything's been handled very professionally, but Navarro out as catcher, Martin in, but they're both still there. How do you view that situation?
I mean, you take it for what it's worth, obviously. It's tough. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was a huge fan of Navarro last year. I think he helped me tremendously, made me make huge strides in my game as a pitcher, and he really taught me many things about pitching and calling certain pitches, certain counts, and I learned a lot from Navarro. And I was ecstatic about working with him last year. And I've heard nothing but unbelievable things about Russell Martin, so I'm even more happy now, you know what I mean? So anytime you can learn and improve your game by being around someone who has been around the game that long, it's pretty special. So I'm just looking to learn as much as I can.
A busy day for you. We'll let you go. One last quick one for you is, and maybe it's early, but in terms of your goals this season, do you attach numbers to it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I've never been, you know what I mean? I set pretty high standards for myself, but I never necessarily put numbers on it. Honestly, my main goal going into this year is to take the ball and go 9 innings every time. That's my mentality every fifth day.
30 wins.
Say that again?
30 wins.
Yeah.
In 36 starts.
But, you know what I mean? Just keeping my team in the game. I realize the power that we have in our lineup. So just, you know what I mean, going out there, being able to go 7, 8, 9 innings every time, give us a chance to win. And having the Bautistas, the Donaldsons, the Martins, all these guys swing it. You know what I mean? So I'm excited.
Now that said, the first 3 games are in the Bronx. Is there anything we can do? I mean, can we exert some media pressure to get you one of those Yankees starts, or like the Wednesday or the Thursday maybe? Can we Is there anything that you want to start in the Bronx? You know, it's the Yankees.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get a start. I'm hoping I'm one of those first two games for sure. You know what I mean? And then the next start would be Baltimore, and that would be a fun start too. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Obviously, yeah, I would love to pitch in New York. I'm from there. I'd have a bunch of family and friends there, and I enjoy that spotlight. So hopefully it lands. It works out that way.
Marcus, thanks for this. We always enjoy it. Same time tomorrow. Just give us a call, and we'll chat again.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll just give you guys a call when I wake up in the morning.